Ok, je bénis le Seigneur
I bless the Lord
pour cette grande opportunité
for this great opportunity
que j'ai d'être ici.
That I have to be here.
Je voudrais commencer par dire vraiment merci à,
I really want to first thank
au Seigneur pour la vie de Pasteur Stevens.
The Lord for the life of Pastor Stevens.
Merci à Pasteur Schaller.
Thank you, Pastor Schaller.
À Pasteur Chibeli.
Pastor Chibeli.
Lorsqu'on parle de l'Afrique à différentes personnes, tout de suite, on voit Pasteur Chibeli.
When we speak about Africa, you know, we first think about Pastor Chibeli.
Et puis, merci aussi à mon pasteur qui est là.
And thanks for my pastor as well who's here.
Et je suis vraiment content d'être à ses côtés.
And I'm very happy to be by his side.
Et le temps que je passe ici, ça me fait énormément de bien.
And the time that I'm spending here does a lot of good for me.
Et tous ces hommes que nous avons ici, il s'agit de dons de Dieu.
And all the men we have here are gifts from God.
Et personne ne peut mériter le don de Dieu.
And nobody deserves to receive the gift from God.
Et c'est vraiment magnifique.
And it's amazing.
C'est vraiment beau.
It's beautiful.
J'ai vraiment un bon temps ici.
I really have a good time here.
Et je voudrais aussi dire merci à chacun pour votre amour.
And I want to thank each of you for your love.
Et l'année passée, quand j'étais là, j'ai été vraiment renouvelé.
And last year, when I was here, I really was renewed.
Et cette année aussi, je suis vraiment bien.
The same thing for this year. I'm really feeling good.
I am well. Okay. Et sinon, je suis béni et aussi mon pays, le Burkina Faso, est béni d'avoir ce message.
I'm really blessed, and my country, Burkina Faso, is really blessed to have this message as well.
Et maintenant, du Burkina, nous sommes en train d'aller aussi au Niger.
And from Burkina, we are also working in Niger.
Et donc, où nous voulons commencer. Une œuvre missionnaire.
And we want to start a missionary work there.
Et déjà en août, un pasteur va s'installer là-bas avec sa famille.
And next August, the pastor will go there and settle there in Niger.
Et tout ça, c'est beau, quoi.
And this is beautiful.
Et c'est l'œuvre de Dieu.
And this is the work of God.
Et le thème qu'on est en train de considérer, c'est penser avec Dieu dans la mission.
Our theme today is thinking with God as it pertains to missions.
Et pour moi, c'est le secret de grandes victoires.
And for me, this is the secret of great victory.
Penser avec Dieu dans la mission.
Think with God in missions.
Et qu'est-ce que nous sommes même sans la pensée de Dieu?
What are we without the thoughts of God?
Qu'est-ce que je peux faire sans la pensée de Dieu?
What can I do without the thoughts of God?
Qu'est-ce que je peux réaliser?
What can I realize?
Qu'est-ce que je peux vivre?
What can I live?
Qu'est-ce que je peux entreprendre?
What can I start?
Sans la pensée de Dieu.
Without the thinking with God.
Sans la définition de Dieu.
Without the definition
from God. Sans la direction de Dieu.
Without the direction from God.
Vous savez, beaucoup d'hommes sont partis.
You know, many men have left.
Beaucoup d'hommes ont été envoyés par Dieu.
Many men have been sent by God.
Et c'est des hommes qui ont écouté Dieu dans tout ce qu'ils ont entrepris.
And they heard God in everything they started.
Et ils ont vu de grandes victoires.
And they saw great victories.
Ils ont vu Dieu à l'œuvre.
And they saw God at work.
Et c'est magnifique lorsqu'on considère dans la parole de Dieu.
It's amazing to consider in the word of God.
Différentes histoires.
Different stories.
Et je vais penser tout à l'heure, tout de suite avec 2 Samuel 5, versets 17 à 25.
I would like us to look in 2 Samuel 5.
Et juste on va parcourir, on va pas lire d'un trait.
We are not going to read all the verses, but
2 Samuel 5, versets 17 à 25.
From 17 to 25.
Il y a l'histoire ici de David.
This is a story of David.
Et c'était aussi un missionnaire.
He was a missionary.
Et au verset 17, il dit ceci.
Verse 17, it says,
les Philistins apprirent qu'on avait oint David pour roi sur Israël.
And the Philistines heard that David was anointed king of Israel.
Il est dit, ils montèrent tous à sa recherche.
They went to look for him.
Ils montèrent tous à sa recherche.
And they went to look for him.
Voici un homme qui est établi.
He sees a man that he is established.
Et puis des ennemis se mobilisent pour monter à sa recherche.
And enemies, you know, look for him and search for him.
Et vous savez, vous connaissez bien David.
And you know David very well.
C'était un homme de, c'était un soldat.
He was a soldier.
Il avait des stratégies militaires plutôt.
He has military strategies.
Alors, donc cet homme-là.
This man.
Au lieu d'utiliser ce qu'il savait déjà,
instead of using his military strategies that
au lieu
he
d'aller
had,
à ses méthodes,
instead of using his methods,
il est dit au verset 19,
it says in verse 19
que David consulta l'Éternel.
David inquired of the Lord.
C'est magnifique.
It's amazing.
Un homme qui est habitué.
A man who is used
aux armes.
To weapons.
Un homme qui est bien entraîné.
A man who is well trained.
Un homme efficace.
An homme who has efficiency.
Mais il n'est pas allé à son efficacité.
But he didn't look to his efficiency.
Il n'est pas allé à son habileté.
He didn't use his abilities.
Il n'est pas allé à sa compréhension des choses.
He didn't use his understanding of
il
things.
Il consulta l'Éternel.
He inquired of the Lord.
Parce qu'il voulait la pensée de l'Éternel.
Because he wanted to receive
ça,
the thoughts from God.
Dans la mission.
And this is amazing in missions.
Il était établi.
He was established.
Il était envoyé.
He was sent.
Il avait une mission.
He had a mission.
Mais il consulte l'Éternel.
But he inquired of the Lord.
Et nous avons besoin de cela.
And we need this.
Nous aussi nous sommes établis.
We are established.
Nous sommes envoyés.
We are sent.
Nous portons le flambeau de l'Évangile.
We carry the light of the gospel.
Et des gens sont sauvés.
People are saved.
Des vies sont refaites, reconstruites.
Lives are reconstructed.
Moi, je suis allé à Lomé.
I went to Lomé.
Défait.
I was totally undone.
Fini.
I was finished.
Et ma vie a été refaite.
And my life has been renewed, reconstructed.
Et donc c'est la même chose.
Same thing here.
Un processus qui est entamé et qui continue.
It's a process that started and will continue on.
Les cœurs sont guéris.
Hearts are being healed.
Nous sommes établis pour ça.
We're established for this.
Et l'ennemi se lève.
And the enemy comes up.
Et nous consultons l'Éternel.
And then we inquire of the Lord.
J'aime ça.
And I love that.
Parce que Dieu a dit.
Because God said.
Je peux faire.
I can do.
Je peux entreprendre.
I can start.
Je peux aller.
I can go
parce que
on.
Mon Dieu a ordonné.
Because my God told me to.
Quand j'étais un petit garçon, j'avais 15 ans.
When I was 15, I was a young boy.
Et j'étais allé à la pêche avec ma mère.
I went fishing with my mother.
Alors ce qu'on faisait, on allait dans la rivière, on faisait une barrière.
So what we did in the river, we did some kind of a barrier.
Et puis, une autre barrière par derrière.
And another on the other side.
Et on vidait l'eau qui était canalisée.
And we emptied the water that was
d'un côté.
On one side.
Et après, les poissons étaient sans eau.
And the fish were without water left.
Et ils peuvent pas se débrouiller sans l'eau.
They cannot live without water.
Et on les attrapait.
So we just catch them.
Et puis un jour, ma mère, après avoir vidé l'eau,
and one time my mother, when she emptied the water,
à côté,
she saw a little spot.
Et là, il y avait un bruit bizarre.
And there was a weird noise.
Et on est allé voir.
We went to see.
Il y avait de gros poissons.
There was some big fish.
Ma mère était habituée déjà.
And my mother was used to that.
Bon, elle m'a donné un conseil.
But she gave me an advice.
Elle m'a dit, voici une bonne définition.
This is a good definition for you.
Voici ce que tu dois faire.
This is what you need to do.
Elle m'a donné donc un filet.
She gave me a net.
Et je devais juste tenir le filet.
I just had to hold the net.
Et le poisson qui est chassé de ce côté-là.
And the, she would chase the fish from that corner.
Il vient immanquablement dans le filet.
And will end up in the net.
Donc j'étais là avec le filet.
I was waiting with my net.
Et j'ai vu un gros poisson.
And I saw a real big fish.
Et je me suis dit mais.
And I said to myself.
Je peux l'attraper sans le filet.
I can catch the fish without the net, you know.
Et j'ai mis le filet de côté.
And I put the net on the side.
Et j'ai frotté les deux mains.
And I said to myself,
et
you know.
Et j'ai fait un plongeon.
And I jumped on the fish.
Et le poisson est parti dans.
And the fish went away.
Et j'ai fait ça une fois.
And I did this once.
Deux fois.
Twice.
La troisième fois, j'ai dit non. Les deux fois, j'ai pas bien fait.
And I said the third time, I said no, I just
non.
Missed it the two first times.
Juste pour bien sauter.
I just have to jump at the right time.
Et j'ai encore sauté la troisième fois.
So I jumped the third time.
Et le poisson est parti.
Fish left again.
Vous savez, sans les définitions de
you
Dieu.
Know, without definitions from God.
Nous pouvons rater beaucoup de poissons.
You can miss a lot of fish.
Beaucoup de poissons.
You can miss a lot of fish.
Mais avec la définition de
but
Dieu.
But with the right definition from God.
Avec la pensée de Dieu.
With the thought of God.
Nous serons toujours au bon endroit.
You always be at the right place.
À l'heure de Dieu.
At the right time.
Avec
from
les
God,
moyens de Dieu.
With the good means from
c'est
God.
C'est vraiment magnifique.
And this is amazing.
De voir comment David a fait ici.
To see how David did
il
himself.
Il consulte l'Éternel.
Inquired of the Lord.
Et ils sont revenus une deuxième fois.
So they came a second time.
Mais il n'a pas utilisé le même plan de guerre.
And he never used twice the same
il dit,
strategy.
Il consulta de nouveau
no?
L'Éternel.
He said, inquired again of the Lord.
Il dit pas
time.
Non, bon, écoute, on a déjà remporté la victoire, on va faire la même chose.
No, he said, well, I inquired of the Lord in the past, we won, so
il
I'm going to do the same
l'Éternel.
Thing. No, he inquired again of the Lord.
Et il a une grande victoire.
And he has another victory.
Et là, il découvre le Dieu qui fait des ouvertures.
And now he discovers the God who is doing openings.
Le Dieu qui fait des ouvertures.
The God that opens.
Et nous avons une ouverture pour le Niger maintenant.
And we have an opening for Niger. For
et il y a une ouverture pour Haïti.
We have an opening for Haïti.
Et d'autres pays encore seront touchés.
And other countries countries will be touched
as
well.
Le Dieu qui fait des ouvertures.
Because we have the God that opens.
Juste de s'attarder auprès de sa pensée.
We just lean to his thoughts, wait on his thoughts.
Nous sommes guéris nous-mêmes.
We will be healed ourselves.
Nous sommes refaits.
We will be renewed.
Continuellement
reconstructed.
Refaits.
Continually reconstructed for great victories.
C'est magnifique.
And this is amazing.
D'appartenir à ce Dieu-là.
To belong to such a God.
Qui donne toujours des définitions.
That gives definitions.
Il ne laisse pas nous débrouiller.
He just not lets let us alone. He's with us.
Il est présent à nos côtés.
He's present on our side.
Il nous donne la direction.
And he gives us directions.
Oh, c'est magnifique.
And this is amazing.
Que le Seigneur soit béni.
Let's bless the
Et
Lord.
Encore une fois, merci pour votre
Once
amour.
Again, thank you for your love.
Merci pour votre amour.
Thank you for your love.
Je suis reconstruit.
I am very reconstructed.
Au Burkina, on va vaincre.
And we will win in Burkina Faso.
Oui, on va faire des hommes intègres pour le pays.
We will make we will build integrity within men for the country.
Par sa grâce.
By his grace.
Par sa grâce.
By his grace.
Amen.
Amen.
Hi everybody. I know you are looking for food now. It's almost noon. So I'm not talking about my food because we received so much just by Pastor Sam and Pastor Bamuni. It was very great. And what a conference. Pastor Stevens, in our midst many times. What he shared with us, it was just refreshing and beyond our expectation. Honestly, I never thought that we could see Pastor Stevens on this stage and talking and sharing and preaching. So it's amazing. It's amazing. Just God is great. And he has so many surprises for us and for our life. We cannot even imagine what God has in store for us. It's just great. And you cannot imagine what I'm going to share either. So, but I cannot imagine either what I'm going to share. No, just a thought about thinking with God, with the mission, or in the mission, or for the mission, whatever. You know, there is no secret in the Christian life. We can discover, you know, we can have some rhema, we can have some illuminations of the world. But there is no secret. Because God doesn't want us to, you know, look for something we cannot find before we start something. We are not sure we will be able to finish it because we don't know everything. We cannot find what we need for this. And by the way, Pastor Boga is here. My Melody's wife, can you stand up? Yeah. He's a great guy. I love him. He was my assistant pastor in Lomé. And, you know, beyond my back, he took my daughter. Yeah. So be careful if you have a young guy like this in your staff. Single guy like this. No, I'm teasing. No, they have a great story together, and I think I'm going to make a movie from their story. It's a great, lovely story. Love story, great love story. So, maybe we can turn in Genesis 3:24. You know this chapter is a very bad one. You know, the fall. And because of two people, we are what we are, and especially I am what I am, and I'm not what I would like to be, but I am what I am by the grace of God. Praise God for that. So, but in the verse 24, he said, I'm reading in English. I'm not telling you the version, so it's not my accent, it's the version is the problem. So, yeah. You know, when you don't know very well English, sometimes, for example, he said, so he drove the man out. So, I drive a car. but you know, but I don't know how he drove a man. I don't know, maybe. Okay, I'm just teasing. I know the meaning of that. I'm not. Okay, and at the east of the Garden of Eden, he stations the cherubim and the flaming sword, which turn every direction to guard the way of to the tree of life. And thinking about the mind of God, you know, we know that Jesus is the Word, Jesus is God, and we cannot get any mind outside of the Word. So, if Jesus is the Word, and Jesus is the life, for me, the tree of life is the, it was the only place to get the mind of God. Because it's the tree of life, and from this life we can receive exactly the precise mind of God for our life. And for many Christians, and many Christians, we are not talking about the unbelievers, but for many Christians, it seems to me, because it was like this in my life at one point, that the way for the tree of life is closed. I cannot get there. I remember when I got saved, I was so excited, so in fire. I said to God one time, if you ask me to jump to the moon, I will do it. If you ask me to remain single all my life, maybe I will do that. I did it until I get married. I was so in fire, but little by little the fire, you know, collapsed. Stopped. And I wonder why I had such a desire to serve the Lord, to go even and do something for the Lord. But no, nothing inside of me, no substance. And it's why I said that maybe for many Christians, because nobody is telling them that they must get the mind of God, to think with God. Because from the mind of God, we will receive much more than what we can get by ourselves. All our ambition, all our capacities, natural one, or even if they are spiritual, they are not sufficient to go on the mission field. It's sad to say, but I saw some missionaries in Africa. They are doing great things. They have big buildings. They are planting churches, and praise God for that. But sometimes I wonder why those pastors in those churches, why there is so much trouble. And when you meet those people in the street, and you talk about the grace of God or the finished work message, they know nothing about that. They know nothing. And I was like this. And after some years in my Christian life, after maybe, I think it was 7 years, I was so tired that I said to my wife, Isabel, it's okay, I believe in God, I believe in Jesus Christ, He's my Savior, but it's over for me. I don't want to hear anything else. It's okay. It's okay. And by the grace of God, some missionaries went to France, Pastor De Meo and some people, and they gave us the opportunity to go in the mind of God. And little by little, what I was looking for in myself or in someone else, God gave me this ability and this desire to do something for Him. It's not bad to desire to do something for God. Because to go on the mission field is to desire to do something for God. And we know that we never been there. We didn't go to Togo to do something. We went there to discover God another way. And we knew that if we kept this attitude in our heart, the action and the result will come forth, you know, automatically. We were with Pastor Texier at the beginning and other people. It was just a great time. So, I saw also some people in Africa and in France. They were looking at our ministry, and they loved what we did, but they didn't love the message. Yeah, this grace message is just, you know, blah, 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 to sin. You know, it's nothing, it's not the Bible, it's not this. But they tried to reproduce what we did. You know, Bible club with the children, Bible schools. But the problem is, if you try to reproduce something that is good in itself, but without the mind of God, it's just a failure. You can't. You can't reproduce something without the mind of God. Even if you do exactly the same thing, you rent the same buses, you do the same schedule, you knock exactly at the same door, you say exactly the same thing, it's not the same thing. It's not. It's not. We know that in Hosea 4:6 it said that my people is dying, perishing because of lack of knowledge. And I would like to just bring that in the mission vision. Why do we have the Bible school? To train people, to give them the mind of God, to help them to think with God, for them to be able to go. Not because just they want to do something, but because it's just the fruit of the mind of God in our life. Think about the life of Abraham. Abraham left his country. Why? Because he heard the voice of God. He heard. He understood. He received. He thought about that. I don't think it took just one day. It's not just a process of one day. Maybe we read in the Bible, God called Abraham and Abraham left. It's not like this. I don't think so. I thought it took time for Abraham to listen to the voice of God, recognize the voice of God, enjoy the voice of God, and to receive peace from the plan of God for his life. This is Bible school. Another way, but this is Bible school. And after that, he stopped many times in his life. But God came to him again, and he spoke to him again. Because what Abraham missed is just the substance of the mind of God. Last year, I gave you a very interesting word. Intermingling. Remember that? This year, I have another word. It's from my... I made this one. We have to work... You know, the British people, they work in the fog. You know that? The fog. The French people, they eat frog. But we, believers, we need... The mug. Mind of God. So, we need the mind of God. In the Psalm 103, verse 17, I think, the Bible said that God showed his ways to Moses and his action to the people. And there is a trap for the Christian just to remain looking for actions. Do you know how to recognize a Christian who is looking just for the actions of God? Is someone who goes from his house to the church and from the church to his house and from his house to the church, looking from actions of God. In Africa and everywhere, even in America, we know that there's plenty of churches like this. They are just looking for actions. But the problem is, you cannot live by actions alone. You must live by every word of God. So I think that my story did not end when I said to my wife, okay, now it's over, I don't want to go to church anymore. But little by little, I received the mind of God. I started to understand my God, the one I worship, but I was so far in my mind from Him. And He was so far from me. And little by little, He gave me such a substance for my life that automatically the desire to serve the Lord and to go on the mission field just came out. It just came out. That's all. So, if we think with God, if we continue to think with God, I think this is one of our secrets in our ministry. We are not just sending people. We are training people, giving them the mind of God. And after that, they will go by themselves. You don't have to say, hey, you have to go, so said the Lord. You know the story. I know the story. I was there also. I practiced those things. Just because insecurity and many, many things, just we use the name of the Lord, but you don't have to use the name of the Lord. The Spirit of the Lord is going to do His work if you give to the people, as pastor, the mind of God. So, that's all. So, let's walk in the mug.
Mug on!
Mug on! Yeah! God bless you.
Let's see if we can make up one. The British, what do they do in the fog? They work in the fog. The French eat frogs, legs. And we live in the mug. And we do the wog, the will of God. Oh, boy. You are a poet, Pastor. That was good. Thank you, really. That was awesome. Just a few thoughts. What is on your heart regarding missions? You can answer back to me. When you think of missions, what is on your heart? You guys, souls. Let's think about that for a minute. Souls, lost people, right? Look at your neighbor for a minute. It's horrifying, isn't it? Do you believe that there is somebody like your neighbor in Vietnam, Cambodia, China, Kenya, Malawi, Argentina, every island in the world where there are people. People are a lot of fun. People are very needy. What is it that is so common with all people in the world? You can answer me. What's common with everybody? They breathe. They eat food. They sin. They love. They need love. They're guilty. They need a savior. They're afraid. Confused. Divorced. Maybe criminal. They have a sense of humor. They have jobs, they have children, pets, dogs, birds. They have a future. They're interested in life, and they also wonder, where do I go when I die? They are people like us. And many don't have a message. They don't have a message. That's amazing. It seems to me that the whole purpose of all of this is that we will bring a message to people. Isn't it? We received it. We know it in the Bible. We know it in our life. And we need to bring the message. If I don't go, I'm part of an assembly that is going, believing and sending. If my assembly is not believing and sending, then I need to go back to the scripture and think about it, because somebody is out there just like you and me, and they don't know what we know. How will they believe unless there is a preacher? How will there be a preacher unless somebody is sent? And how can they be sent unless they have a church and a Bible college and training? If we stop right here, and these men, really, thank you, you're just godly, pure, true, faithful men of God. And you build us up. You really build us up and stir us up. And I remember in Africa with Pastor Luigi, standing on the top of his house, on the flat roof of his home, looking over the town of Lomé in Togo, Africa, and thinking about his family. And they live there by faith in Africa, not knowing, you know, just like we don't always know exactly what we're doing and where it leads us. We don't have insurance and security and own properties and have jobs. We are just people, missionaries, that are bringing the message. And we believe that God will give us what we need. How many of you missionaries have seen God give you houses, buildings, sisters, brothers, mothers, you know, money, printing machines, and all kinds of stuff? Mark 10:30. I believe that missions is like God's great secret. Even many believers don't know the treasure of mission work. Last night, I was late at night sitting with my wife, and we were talking, and I just said, you know, it's just so refreshing to think about missions, and maybe someday again we can go out on the mission field. It's like an amazing, you know, way of thinking. It's like the big picture. It's like nothing matters. And we are missionaries here in Baltimore, and we love Maryland, and we see the work of God and are very excited about it. But I just think to go, just think you could go to a place, you only have a few years left to live. You can go to a place in the world where they know very little about Jesus Christ. You go there, you get settled, you live there, you learn the language as you live there, perhaps. You meet people, you evangelize, and you disciple them. You lay your hands on them after 5 years or seven, and or three. Or with the Apostle Paul, he even had shorter. And you go, and they stay, and they do the same. That has to be the greatest thrill in life, if God has called you to do it. Don't cheat yourself by doing something else. That has to be the most awesome thrill. And what is given to us from our Heavenly Father, sleeping at night with a smile in your heart, a disciple meeting you. I remember we had these young people sleeping at our doorstep. So when we went out in the morning, they didn't want to miss meeting us and just being with us. I love it when a disciple by God just tags along with you, and you can say, you can go now, and they just show up at the next corner. I love it when somebody's heart is deeply touched by the Holy Spirit and you teach them everything you possibly can. It's amazing. And they become pastors and leaders, some, and they become missionaries and workers. And it multiplies. And we have our home church where really it is our Jerusalem. And then we have our Judea and our Samaria and the uttermost part of the world. Why can't a small Bible study group of 20 people have a vision also for the uttermost part of the world at the same time having a vision for Jerusalem? Why can't we? We don't have the resources, but we have prayer. We have maps. We have reports and newsletters and prayer meetings and money, $10 and $20 and missions and supporting and radio and going and coming and bringing our sheaves with us. It's amazing. It really is. Just to reflect on that, people. And I'll close. You know, I have a big map of the world like we all do, I'm sure, somewhere. And sometimes I sit in front of it and I ask questions about pain, the pain of the human race, 6.3 billion people. And I look at the map and I say, I wonder how many mothers are crying in Africa because their baby died today. I look at Russia and I think, how many alcoholics have left their homes and their children today? How many murders happened today in this world? How many men went to jail? How many drunken car accidents happened in this world? And I just look at the world. In Korea, how many men are yelling at their wives? In Vietnam, how much adultery is happening? How much heartache is happening in this world? And I think about it. And I just think, Lord, is it true that Christ is the way, the truth, and the life? Is it true that you love these people? Is it true that life is really people for us? It's about people. It's about God loving us and we loving people. And Lord, if you looked at the world, you would have compassion as sheep without a shepherd. And he turned to the disciples and he said, pray to the Lord of the harvest that he would send laborers. Not send tourists, not send businessmen. And they do their job too, handing out tracts and bearing witness, but laborers into the world. We might say the burden is too great, and I agree. I cannot carry that burden. You must have many laborers in the world, Lord, and we need to know that. There are many laborers in the world. We pray. Many Baptists and Pentecostals and different denominations and workers and servants and many servants and workers that are bringing the message, but maybe and for sure too few. But send, Lord of the harvest, send. And may we be occupied with that. Because missions, evangelism, we'll hear about it tonight from Pastor Shabelli, I believe, about it. But evangelism, messages, Bible studies, prayer meetings, here a little and there a little, and staying there, and laboring, and ministering, and it's a joy. Trouble, loneliness, maybe, difficulty, maybe, but God is our healer, He is our provider, He is our strength. And we have done this over the years, and we can say we have never lacked a thing. On the contrary, we've been richly and blessed and endowed with deep things, awesome things, love, truth, faith, joy, depth, growth. And then He has never failed us. We have a building in Hungary. We went there with nothing. We have a building there which is the size, square footage of this whole plaza, except it's vertical. And a meeting hall for that can hold 1,800 people. And we stand there just saying, how did this happen? And it was just God's people, God's way. It was faith. It was knocking on a door. It was stepping out on the water. It was going when there were a lot of reasons not to go. And it was just going because people need the Lord. And let's go. And here in America, we have amazing needs. Let's be very bold. Let's not be intimidated. Let's be very bold. Let's be very doctrinal. Let's be very sharp, very focused. Let's train our people very well. And then let's also send people to those corners of the world represented here. And other places to do this work. And let us pray that it will be done well. The Lord doing it. Done by the Holy Spirit. And we will see deep and awesome things happen in the lives of people. Yes, amen. Father, we pray for this congregation and all of the congregations represented here and everywhere, Lord, that we would have tears, burden, care for people and save them and send workers, laborers, men, women, godly women, and there are many of them here, and servants and pastors and helpers and workers and secretaries and counselors and schools and teachers. Father, we pray, bless our day and our meditation on this theme on missions today. Lord, yes, Lord, and send laborers in Jesus' name, that we would be very bold, very firm, very loving, very clear about the message of our Savior. And if we do so, then the power of the Holy Spirit will do this work, and we will not compromise with the flesh. Compromise with the world, make it known and see spiritual fruit. In Jesus' name, amen.